The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
The network children ask for by name. The Defenestrate Media Network.
The world's greatest podcast network.
It's Monday in America, and you are listening to the world's greatest political podcast, JM Bell's The Left Show.
You know who the best looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, JM Bell.
JM Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
I'm going to start out with a smile. Because the rest of the show is just a goddamn horror show.
What?
Yeah, there's not a lot of good coming this week, which we'll start with an article you guys haven't even seen yet. So really, first point of personal privilege, if you are looking for some new equipment, computer speaking, if you perhaps want to switch from one team to another, from Apple to a PC, I don't know your life. I would like to recommend a company that I just became familiar with called Refurb Connect. They helped me out. They're the reason we're recording today. And they really did. They are little miracle workers, and they take machines and they refurb them and then they sell them again. And they're really, really good at it. Their website's Refurb Connection, R-E-F-U-R-B connection.com. And yeah, go take a look at them. You know, they do a lot of really good work, and they're really nice people, and their customer service is top notch. So whether your project is big or small, Refurb Connect, refurbconnection.com. They really saved my life this week. So I just wanted to make that a little shout out. And while we're doing business, we'll do some business here. Let's try it at the top of the show. We have some really nice new designs in the mercantile and haberdashery. You can get to that by going to theleftshow.com. Go over there to the right side. In the sidebar there, there's a little picture of a t-shirt. Click on that. You can see all the current designs. I just retired six different designs. So everything is new and fresh.
Ooh, new and fresh.
And you can get stuff there for your favorite Defenestrate Media shows. I will even be putting up next week some mansplaining merch, because that's coming back.
There you go.
Yeah. And then Patreon, which we do every week that we record. We do a special segment that's just available. It's behind a paywall over at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. There, how does that feel, folks, that now I've had to do this at the beginning of the show? Does it feel good?
It doesn't.
I don't like it either. It feels all weird. Now I feel like I should go and take a nap. A gunman broke into the house of Wisconsin Circuit Court Judge John Romer, zip-tied him to a chair, and assassinated him. Friday morning, there was another man found in the basement with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The suspected murderer was identified as who gives a shit. He had been appeared before Judge Romer at an appeal of a criminal case. Romer had sentenced dipshit to prison and a supervised release. Well, turns out that the dipshit had a hit list in his car.
Oh.
Including 13 names, such as Wisconsin Governor Troy Evers, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell, as well as Judge Romer.
Wow.
He is currently in the hospital being enlisted in critical condition.
Hmm.
Hey, right wingers. You're really starting to come unraveled mentally.
Yes.
Things are really, when you are making hit lists and going to assassinate public folks.
Especially like Mitch McConnell's one of your guys. And he's out after Mitch McConnell.
He ain't one of our guys. He doesn't believe that the president got it stolen from him. He don't believe that, not Mitch McConnell.
Trump isn't supporting him anymore. What does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Trump and Fiora does not support him.
No.
No.
Nein.
Mm-hmm. God, I don't even want to do today. Let's show. Can we sit here and just tell dad jokes for a little while? Can we just
there
do
you
that?
Go.
I have one.
Okay, go.
What do Titanic and The Sixth Sense have in common?
What?
I see dead people.
I see dead people.
Oh, I see.
That's very good. How does a fish do laundry?
How?
With the tide.
was better.
I don't have an hour of dad jokes. I don't. Shit. I guess we're going to have to talk about this awful stuff.
Yep.
A mother from Uvalde, Texas, the one who was handcuffed, escaped mm-hmm. her handcuffs, mm-hmm. ran into the school, saved her children, and ran back out, has been threatened by the police department that if she talks to the press, they will charge her with obstruction of justice.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
After speaking critically about the incident to media outlets, Angeli Gomez said an officer threatened to charge her for violating probation on an unrelated charge for obstruction of justice. However, she added that she spoke to a local judge who assured her that she was brave and that she would not face legal repercussions for sharing her story. Her account comes amid a flurry of similar reports from parents and relatives who said they were on site during the massacre and watched police as they failed to intervene. One of the things we've been talking about this week is the Border Patrol agents who actually took out the gunman. Mm-hmm. We have found out we're operating rogue. They went in the room after being told by several layers of police and law enforcement not to do it. And they said, fuck it. And they did it anyway.
Went in and did the job that nobody else would do.
And stopped the killing.
Yep.
Now, I've seen pictures of these guys. And I don't know who they are. I don't know what they're like. I don't know their names. I don't know their mm-hmm. badge numbers. I don't know their fucking lives. All I know is that when it came time to do a thing that needed doing, they did it.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, they look like, you know, they're given the A-OK sign in all of their family pictures. That's how they look. They come across and that's how they look. And I don't know if they are or not. All I know is that in that moment when something needed to be done, they did the right thing. And
yeah. And
I am very thankful to them for somebody finally doing something.
When I remember reading a story when this all first happened, and people were saying that the border control was there to pick up parents that were legally here. But turns out they were actually trying to save lives.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been both. We don't know.
Yeah.
You know, here's how I picture that going down. So you got the cops going, I'm not going in there. You going in there? I'm not going in there. No way. Not going in there. Well, let's do the job of keeping the parents from going in there because it's too dangerous to go in there with that guy with an assault weapon. Let's keep all the parents back. And then the parents are getting uppity, so they start handcuffing them. And one of them swore one of the officers in Spanish, and so he's like, oh, I'm calling Border Patrol to have you hauled away. So he calls Border Patrol. They show up. They're like, well, there's a gunman with kids and you guys are standing out here. You guys want to go deal with that? Yeah, let's go do that.
Because parents are the problem.
Yeah.
Usually.
Gomez said she was eventually uncuffed and able to circumvent the police by climbing a fence and running inside the school. Mm-hmm. She quickly grabbed her two sons from their classroom, said that the gunshots could be heard ringing throughout the building. You could hear the gunshots, she told the news outlet. There was not one officer inside the school when I ran into my second son's class. There
That's because they'd already run in and got their own kids out before she got released to do it.
They could have saved many more lives. They could have gone into that classroom. They could have done something. And it continues. We're not really going to go in depth on Uvalde today, but you've got the fucking chief who showed up without his fucking radio. and is the one that made everybody hold. You've got the other chief that said that they're only going to talk to the parents. They're not going to talk to the news. They're not going to talk to investigators. They're not going to talk to the Rangers. They're not going to talk to the Department of Justice. They'll only talk to the parents of the dead kids when they're finished grieving. And what he said was, is when they quit grieving.
When they quit grieving. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely something that happens.
Let's check in with the parents from Sandy Hook. Have they quit grieving yet? No.
Well, I mean, take a long look at Fred Guttenberg.
Yeah.
You know, that dude is still to this day grieving out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's turning it into work, which is fantastic, right. The work that he's doing. But that dude is still fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still want to point out 40% of the town's budget is spent on the police force in Uvalde.
Yeah.
40%.
Well, if they had the right tactical gear.
Yeah, because he had an assault weapon. We can't go in against that.
Yeah, with our level 4 tactical gear and our fucking SWAT team, you know. Sorry, we're just going to sit over here and tackle these parents.
Yep.
Yes. Well, they might have tased the gunman instead. On accident.
Oh, well, we can't have that.
So, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yay!
Idiot on feet. She has something to say, and I'm going to let her say it.
They just want you to think that all of a sudden the entire population is steadily turning gay or turning trans. Just generation. Probably in about 4 or 5 generations, no one will be straight anymore. Everyone will be either gay or trans or nonconforming or whatever the list of 50 or 60 different options there are.
So does she understand how babies are made?
No.
I mean, it doesn't have to be straight people, don't get me wrong, but it usually involves bits and pieces that there's always going to be straight people, you fucking idiot. Yeah. More's the pity, but it's true.
I'm just going to say, in 4 or 5 generations, she's not going to be alive.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Unless science makes something else, but she will not be alive, so she should not worry. Because it's not going to happen, and she just is going to be gone. Blip in the memories and the history books.
You know, I am not a person to kink shame. You live your life the way you live your life.
Yes.
But for a lady that was banging her gym coach while her husband watched, you would think that maybe alternative lifestyles would be something that maybe she wouldn't be all that upset about.
Yeah, it's not that unappealing, but no, she's got to play to the mouth breathers. That's who her audience is, are the mouth breathers.
Maybe she was breathing through her mouth when she was banging her gym coach in front of her husband.
That's still
straight. I mean, she was doing a man.
Okay. I guess. Yeah. So that makes it, I guess that's okay. I don't know. I don't know how this works anymore.
We can be kinky, we just can't be gay about it.
Okay, because I remember Jesus talking about cuckold threesomes.
Yeah.
Right? That was in the Gospels?
Yeah, that clearly was.
Thou shalt not bang gym coach unless husband watches and masturbates. Mm-hmm. But don't masturbate. I don't understand the rules anymore. I used to understand the rules. I didn't like the rules, but I understood them, and now I don't get it anymore. So I'm okay to bang a gym coach?
You have not read the updated Bible?
Okay.
I just assume.
The Republican Bible?
The Republican Bible, which is still Christianity, but you get to bang your coach while your husband watches.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
have Coke-filled orgies.
Oh, yeah, of course. With all of the octogenarians. It's. I think it's great that at their age, the Republican senators are having orgies. Mm-hmm. Not that I would like an invite. I certainly don't want to go.
No.
I don't need to see, you know, Mitch McConnell banging Lindsey Graham. I don't need that.
I don't need to see that jiggle. Not at all.
Do they do they snort the Viagra?
Mix it with the Coke?
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea.
It just seems like...
I'm going to try that.
Two highs. Two highs.
Oh, man. I have no cocaine. It sucks not being a Republican sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know what else, though? And this is another part about not being a Republican that's good. I have no child porn on my computer. So, not a Republican.
Nope.
So much better.
Look at you, Denny Hastert, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, etc. Representative Mo Brooks, Republican of Alabama, told Fox News that he's opposed to any new restrictions on guns, including...
Of course he is.
Military-style assault weapons, because we need them to, quote, take back our government, end quote.
That sounds like a hit list, almost.
It really does.
Senator, you're...
Representative.
Congressman, your government, which you're a part of...
Yep.
...has an army... with much better weapons than Y'all-Qaeda can ever pick up.
To the point.
As deadly as the AR-15 is, or the AR-55 and whatever other versions of it are, they still have better weapons in the Army and the National Guard, which, you know, how are you going to get them? Yeah.
The point of fact being, we loaned some old weapons to the Ukrainians here last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia about shat themselves. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it with the Stingers and I get it with the Javelins. And we told them, but these are out of line.
We're going to hit you.
That's just nuts. Marco Rubio is all upset that that folks in the sports world are upset about assault weapons.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, poor fella. He thinks that's we're all woke because we're opposed to kids getting murdered with guns.
Every sports person is a Democrat.
Yep, last week, Republican Senator Marco Rubio had a meltdown because the Miami Heat played a tribute to the victims of the Uvalde, Texas mass shooting that included instructions for people to call their elected officials and demand they do something about the goddamn guns. Everybody at that NBA playoff game cheered. That's probably what upset Rubio the most. The visceral, audible evidence that real Americans don't want what Republican senators want for this country.
Yep.
As part of the Washington Post, Greg Sargent explained Rubio's little tantrum. Kind of looks like the sports world might be poised to move the messaging on this whole guns thing. Fuck a bunch of GOP fuckers. I don't.
He's mad about people not wanting to kill children. Like, it's just, I don't even know how.
Well, you know, the GOP is obviously waging war against our children. So,
well, is it because they're not going to be able to find those pictures on their computer anymore?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good point. It's a good question. It's a valid question, I think. The New York Yankees threw up on their Twitter, in lieu of game coverage and collaboration with the Tampa Bay Rays, we'll be using our channels to offer facts about the impacts of gun violence, the devastating effects that have taken place in Uvalde, Buffalo, and countless other communities across our nation, are tragedies that are intolerable. Tampa Bay Rays. Hold on, this one got cut off a little bit. We all deserve to be safe in schools, grocery stores, places of worship, our neighborhoods, houses in America. The most recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde have shaken us to the core. The Tampa Bay Rays are mourning these heartfelt tragedies that took the lives of innocent children and adults. That one goes on for several paragraphs. I think... I don't know that it's going to do any good. I think that the money is too good. I think that the base, the Republican base, this 10%, the active sons of bitches, the deplorables, are just that loud. I mean, you had a case this week of a Republican representative who, or senator, I believe it was, who was like, you know what, I'm okay. We're gonna look into this arms control thing. We're gonna look at safety stuff, and got so many calls, so many death threats that he just dropped out of the race. He's like, fuck it, I'm not running.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's like, it's not just the fact that they're so mobilized and loud, even though there's so few of them. They're also dangerous. You know, they're threatening, you know, they're making death threats against these guys. And it's like, what the fuck?
And they need to take that seriously considering the audience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they mean it. They absolutely mean it.
I'm having a problem. You know, there's a Utah the Musical, right?
I didn't know. Wait, was it the Book of Mormon?
No, it's Utah the Musical. They played it down at Tuacon for a couple of summers.
Okay.
It exists. It's real. I can see on Amazon that it's available. The cast, original cast recording, is available for purchase.
Hmm.
I can see that. But I cannot seem to find any videos online. I'm just saying, hang on, let me see if it'll let me preview something. Utah the Musical Spectacular. Original cast recording. $69. Nice.
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 You gonna let me play any from here? We got any samples? Got any samples? We get no samples. Yeah, you guys don't. They did a whole thing. It was Utah the Musical. They had a bit where a flood came across the stage. It was down at the big theater down at Tuacon. Many, many years ago, but apparently, yeah, I can't.
It's super secret. You have to pay the $69.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Nice.
So anyway, I was hoping to have a little music for this next part, but what the fuck is happening in Utah? Here's something good.
Mm-hmm.
Utah families have filed a lawsuit with the ACLU against a transgender student athlete ban.
Good.
Yeah. Representative Kara Berkland, who we are going to be talking about a little bit more today, has lost her fucking mind. She's a crazy person.
Yeah.
ACLU of Utah and other advocacy groups filed a lawsuit on behalf of two families Tuesday against the bill passed by the Utah legislature this year that bans transgender girls from playing in high school sports. Now, this isn't as bad as the Idaho bill or the Ohio bill. You guys heard about the Ohio bill this week, that if you are suspected of being trans, you have to get your genitals inspected.
That's
fucking illegal.
HIPAA, I feel like that feels against HIPAA.
Yeah.
And dirty. It just seems like that's.
Well, it doesn't go against HIPAA. It's a violation of their privacy, though. It's indecency, frankly, to, especially if they're underage, then you're actually committing you're committing a felony. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just perverted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is when you get. Say there's some sports official like fucking Jim Jordan around there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
That's he's going to creep it.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely going to creep it because he's a creepy creeper. Mm-hmm. Son of a bitch.
Now, a violation of HIPAA would be if they could demand your doctor reveal your gender to them. That would be a violation of your HIPAA rights. Yeah.
Oh, I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm. It just seems weird that a coach can, like, look there.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
It's disgusting.
Okay, so as JC brought up, violation of their privacy rights. But it's important to remember that Roe versus Wade was a Supreme Court decision based on privacy rights.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that what happens between you and your doctor is between you and your fucking doctor, and therefore that gave us the mm-hmm. open door to abortion. Mm-hmm. And so the attack on Roe versus Wade and its forthcoming rollback is a rolling back of privacy rights. And the further we go with where Alito and the gang want to go, mm-hmm. it is a destruction of privacy rights almost altogether, but especially for women. And so it doesn't surprise me that something like this, like in Idaho or Ohio, I don't mind mixing the two. They're fucking interchangeable. Mm-hmm. They're just full of racists. But it doesn't surprise me that it's coming at it from a privacy point of view, because they think they're covered. They think that the Supreme Court has their back, and I can't say that they're wrong. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
So at this point, the Supreme Court absolutely has their back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lawsuit here in Utah includes two transgender girls who attend public schools, 16-year-old who wants to play volleyball, and a 13-year-old swimmer. The families are filing the lawsuits anonymously to protect the kids, which is fine. ACLU and the National Center for Lesbian Rights, law firm Wilson, Sonsini, Goodrich, and Rosati all said in a statement, if the ban is struck down, HB 11 is structured to activate a commission to decide if each transgender child can compete. Yeah, it's a trigger.
Tremendous.
Law.
Yeah, tremendous.
Yep. So, yeah, Kira Birkeland is the one who threw up this piece of shit bill because she's a piece mm-hmm. of shit person.
Yes.
And it turns out that she did something else kind of wacky this week. She took official letterhead from the House of Representatives in the state of Utah and sent a letter to a bunch of schools and school principals as though the letter were official from the government, telling them to read this resource guide that was put together by 12 and only 12 mm-hmm. doctors.
Okay.
That basically is like, you know, transgender's bad, you know. And that's what it
bad
is.
Key.
And I'm just trying really hard to control my fucking emotion right now because I'm so fucking pissed. But she sent this out. Mm-hmm. She sent it out signed by herself and some fucking lawyer, just some fucking lawyer, Joel Thornton Esquire. He is an attorney and a co-author of this piece of shit guide, this resource guide, Navigating the Transgender Landscape School Resource Guide, which is nothing more than a fucking hate pamphlet.
Yep.
It's absolutely a hate pamphlet, and sent it all out. So, our friend of the show, Sue Robbins, working over at Tequality, Utah, threw out that this is her message. She says, this was sent out on official Utah House letterhead with a private party lawyer co-signing. This is not the role of a state representative. We have a state school board to provide direction. This is hate speech and passing heavily debunked theories to our principals, which is working to undermine our official education department and its policies. It's fully unacceptable. And you got 12 whole doctors to sign off on this? Wow, I'm oppressed. I will raise you. Big deep breath. With the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, American Academy of Dermatology, American Academy of Family Physicians, American Academy of Nursing, American Academy of Pediatrics, American Academy of Physician Assistants, American College of Health Association, American College of Nurse Midwives, American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I said that word right. Obstetricians. Gynecologists. I can say that. I'm okay with that one. American College of Physicians. American Counseling Association, American Heart Association, American Medical Association, American Medical Student Association, American Nurses Association, American Osteopathic Association, the American Psychiatric Association, American Psychological Association, American Public Health Association, American Society of Plastic Surgeons, the Endocrine Society, the GLMA, Health Professionals Advancing LGBTQ Equality, National Association of Nurse Practitioners and Women's Health, National Association of Social Workers, National Commission on Corrected Health Care, Pediatric Endocrine Society, the Society for Adolescent Health and Medicine, World Medical Association, World Professional Association for Transgender Health. That's just a small list of all of the people that would like Birkeland to shut the fuck up.
Yep.
And her 12, basically, here's what she did, if I can, is she went out and found that one dentist that doesn't believe in brushing your teeth and is telling everybody that brushing your teeth is bad.
Yep.
That's who she is.
Are these doctors like Dr. Oz is a doctor?
Probably.
Or they're just like, I can call myself that and nobody's going to be mad.
Yeah.
Except for everybody.
Probably PhDs.
Yes.
From Oral Roberts University.
From BYU University.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Our last Utah story. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'll do the last Utah story because it is fucked up and weird. All right. We'll be back in just a minute. Stand by.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, Matt Parkinson joined Image Comics and everybody got a promotion.
I'd like
a promotion.
A London Star Trek event was canceled. Johnny Depp declares victory.
The whole thing was like a circus sideshow.
Nobody's shitting the bed anymore. That's all there is. In moving pictures, James Marsden is returning to Westworld.
He's had his eye on that role.
Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill has an 8,000% increase in streaming.
She made a deal with God.
HBO has canceled Raised by Wolves. In comics, Vault Comics announces Unbanned for Pride Month.
Cool, cool thing they're doing, I think.
Skybound is continuing Last Man.
Baguette.
Review New Think, Justice League, Road to Dark Crisis, Twig, Tales from Harrow County, We Have Demons, and The Closet. All this and Linda Carter takes on the haters.
Why does she have to do it so often?
Face front, true believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
One island, 3,000 years, no men, and she's not a gay icon?
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
For some reason, you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
Chaos has erupted in an election for Utah County Attorney after incumbent David Levitt was forced to deny QAnon-style claims that he and his wife engaged in cannibalism and ritual sex abuse of children. Local news station KUTV reports that Levitt held a press conference last week in which he lashed out at the Utah County Sheriff's Office for announcing an investigation into a child sex abuse ring that operated in Utah, Juab, and San Pete counties between 1990 and 2010. Levitt told reporters that he and his wife had both been investigated for being part of the alleged abuse ring, but had been cleared of any wrongdoing. He then accused Utah County Sheriff Mike Smith of making the announcement as a way to hurt him politically ahead of the upcoming election. Quote, "There is no organized ring of abuse. It was debunked more than 10 years ago. It was dismissed by someone who was not in any respect affiliated with me, and I wasn't even investigated in a serious way by the Sex Crimes Task Force of Utah County," he said. "That this occurs less than 1 week before ballots drop in an election in which I'm participating causes me tremendous concern." Levitt said that a woman who was tragically mentally ill had accused him and his wife of cannibalizing young children and murdering young children years ago in allegations that were totally unfounded. However, Sheriff Mike Smith defended his department's actions and slammed Levitt for casting aspersions on the purported victim's mental health. He says, "I take exception to any victim coming forward and being categorized as tragically mentally ill," he said. "How dare you? You're fucking up my October surprise." These are victims of crimes who have mustered the courage to come forward, and this is what you call them? Mentally ill? How dare you? What the fuck is going on in Utah?
Cannibalistic rituals. I think we just read that.
Yep.
But I remember hearing like whispered bits and pieces about this back in 2005. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it from a political viewpoint because it was all a bunch of Republicans that were all mixed up in it, you know, and just could not get a handle on any of it to make any noise about it at all. I was a professional political operative. If something like this were to happen, look, I've told the story before. One of the reasons I got fired from the Utah Democratic Party was for pissing off Jim Matheson's office. I had tried for months to get them to sign on as a co-sponsor to the PROTECT Act, which was a bill that was being pushed forward to teach law enforcement to look for the signs of sexual abuse of children and what to do about it. You know? It's a pretty good fucking bill is what it was. Mm-hmm. And Matheson wouldn't co-sign. And I kept talking to his chief of staff. And I'm like, can you get him on here? Because none of the Republicans will sign on to it. And if none of the Republicans sign on to it and he does, I can make a lot of noise in Utah, you know, because we have a child abuse problem. Everybody knows we have a child abuse problem, blah, blah, blah. And it goes on and on and on, month after fucking month after fucking month. Well, it's getting closer to the PROTECT Act coming up for a vote. And I get a little heated. And I'm like, why won't he sign this bill? To which I am told that the Congressman Matheson's viewpoint was that this was a parents' rights issue.
Oh.
To which I said, parents don't have the right to fuck little kids. And that was where I stepped in the doo-doo.
Yep.
Now, was I right? Yes, I was.
Yes.
Yes.
Was I? I wasn't just right. I was fucking right. God damn it. And they took offense to that.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a child abuse bill. Even if it weren't about sexual abuse, even if it were just physical abuse, parents don't have the right to beat the shit out of their kids either.
No.
No matter how much the little fuckers deserve it, you don't do it.
Oh, my God. I just watched a commercial the other day from like the 80s or 90s where it's reminding parents not to hit their kids. It was so weird.
Well, as a child who was hit, I don't think my parents were watching that channel.
Yeah,
probably not.
I was going to say my mother refused to watch television, so
yeah. My mom was a little punchy.
Yep.
Little smacky, little hit you with a stick or a board or whatever was handy. Mm-hmm. She didn't really have a control on her temper back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is happening in Utah? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know. And then you've got those idiots up in, was it Draper or Traverse Mountain or something that were doing the...
All right. I was going to skip
TikTok
this.
TikTok mom talk.
I wasn't going to talk about this, but you know what? You brought it up.
I want to tell everything about it. They live in Daybreak.
They're Daybreakers. Okay.
Soft swingers.
Daybreak is notorious for swinging.
Can I ask a question? Is it just that I'm too old? I've never been invited to a swingers party. I would swing. I don't know if I would swing or not.
I've never been invited. I think you're supposed to have upside down pineapples to show that you are a swinger.
What? I need a pineapple?
Upside down pineapples are the way to find other swingers.
Where do you put the pineapple?
I don't know, on cruise ships.
I don't understand.
That's just a sign that people are swingers, like down to swing.
Okay.
I don't know that I am.
But this Utah TikTok mom, it's like, first of all, you guys are not Mormon Utah moms.
No, you just live here.
You're midriff.
Yeah. No. I'm looking at her clothing going, yeah, I've never seen a Mormon woman dress like that before. Yeah.
Also, I like that they're soft swingers, which means no sex unless the partners are in the room with them.
Yeah. PG-13 swingers. Yeah.
Is that what I just thought it meant, that it was like blowjobs and stuff?
Probably, but no sex.
Yeah. It was all makeout. It was all makeout and probably getting hot and heavy, but that's about
because it. Because the Mormon mom that she calls herself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Went too far.
Yes.
We don't quite know what too far is. My guess is it was a blowjob.
She was having an affair with the dude, this dude.
Oh, really?
In that club. Yeah.
Yeah.
Podcast about it, but like they were having an affair, like a full-on affair. And she's lying about it.
Yep. She's lying to her husband about it. But yeah, this whole thing is, and she's claiming to be a Mormon mom. And there's all this, and everybody in the group, in the swinger group, were basically Mormon as well. So it's more of that, what the fuck is going on in Utah that I don't I hear about these things and then I'm like, what?
It's because I'm
old. I also feel like this woman thinks that she was the queen bee of the group, and it's like, oh no.
And all the other soft swinging ladies are like, no, I'm the big boss of this group. I'm the Relief Society president of this group. So her name is Taylor or Frankie Paul.
Yeah.
She's on a bit of a TikTok dubbed Mom Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Utah Mom Mormon Talk or something. Yeah.
And let's see. She and her husband were soft swinging with fellow Utah couples. 3.5 million fucking followers. Are you shitting me?
She is not worth it. I've watched some of her videos and it is not worth it. So
Paul, 28, cited the swinging behaviors as a reason she and her husband,
Tate Taylor.
Oh,
her married name would be Taylor Taylor.
No, I thought her first name was Taylor.
Her first name is Taylor.
Oh.
Taylor Frankie Paul is her married name.
No, I think her original name was Taylor Frankie Paul. She married Tate Taylor, and that would make her married name Tate Taylor.
You and I are reading two vastly different news. Yeah. I'm on New York Post.
Yeah, I was reading something smartass about that, and I was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. And then I pulled the New York Post one to give a little more, to find a little more serious take on it. Because somebody was just really ripping the shit out of it. But yeah, his name is Tate Taylor, not Tate
Paul. And her name is Taylor Frankie Paul.
Right. Yep.
Huh.
Stupid name.
So it's Taylor Taylor. Anyway.
She's previously admitted to actually, quote, going all the way with one person in the friend group without approval from either spouse. I guess there's rules, and you ought to you ought to obey those rules. Yeah?
It is Tate's Paul, though.
Yep.
Okay. All you my dirty to... secrets are out, she says. I have nothing to hide anymore.
You're lying.
We partied. We were intimate with other people. My entire life is falling apart.
That's her problem. She shouldn't have been having an affair with the one guy and being like giving handies to her husband.
Not without permission. I don't...
I'm just over here going, you know, this is what happens when you when you basically suppress a culture and repress a culture.
This is what happens when you watch too much TikTok and you're stuck on a stupid algorithm.
No shit. I have a list of the couples involved. Connor and Whitney Levitt. Chase and Miranda Hope McWhorter.
McWhorter?
Samuel and Camille Monday. Yep. Yeah. This is my favorite. Braden, spelled with a Y, and McKenna Rowley. And Selver and Victoria Zalek. We're all in with Braden and with Taylor and Tate.
These fucking weirdos are all in their 20s, which means that there's a pretty good chance that their parents are reading the paper going, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Didn't we teach you kids how to swing properly?
All their 20s, I can picture exactly where they work, where the husbands work and everything. Yeah, I can picture it all. I've worked with these people. I've worked in these companies. Yeah, this is, yeah, welcome to Utah.
Emphasis on the husbands working.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah, oh yeah. No, because once they got the babies, the mamas stay home. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Let's just move on. Look.
They're so stupid. I want to move on too. I'm going to listen to more podcasts, but like.
There's a lot of swingers in Utah. It's a very popular habit here. I'm aware of a lot of them, and they swing in certain political circles, as you know. Not necessarily left-wing ones.
Oh, no.
No. So this doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is how silly it is. This is just what we did is we got bored with soaking. Mm-hmm. So we moved on to soft swinging.
Yep.
That's all.
I mean, when you only have one, like have sex with one person in your whole life, it seems appealing. Because maybe there's something better. I've never had an orgasm with my husband. I better try swinging.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know what? That's grounds right there for doing it.
That's grounds for doing it right there.
Yeah.
It is fair.
Again, I, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm not here to kink shame anybody.
No.
What they're doing is kink shaming themselves.
And also, don't call yourself Mormon. Don't be stupid.
Makes it even more fun, though.
Yeah, you're supposed to be soft swinging with the other members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Remember?
Mormon's offensive.
It's from Satan's mouth. His talented, talented mouth when he does that thing with his tongue. Oh, Satan.
His forked tongue.
You imp.
Oh, my God. I was at the Pride Festival yesterday. Best shirt. I really wish I could have found it to buy it. It said, "Not today, Jesus."
Nice.
I like that shirt.
And Jesus was like the pride flag. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. The one I like is the one that says, "Maybe today, Satan."
Yeah.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
I saw it online and went to, I was like, I should own that. And I clicked the button and it was $38. You know, it's not $38.
Me making it.
Okay. There's that. I was going to say merch from the Defenestrate Media Mercantile and Haberdashery. I have cranked all of the money-making profitability on those shirts down to zero, so you're just paying the same cost. When I buy a shirt, I'm paying the same amount you are, just so you know. That's how this works. Now, Tapes reveal the GOP plan to contest elections. It's going to be an army, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Video recordings of Republican Party operatives meeting with grassroots activists provide an inside look to the multi-pronged strategy to target and overturn votes in Democratic precincts. To wit, install trained recruits as regular poll workers and put them in direct contact with party attorneys. The plan is outlined by the Republican National Committee and a staffer in Michigan. It includes utilizing rules designed to provide political balance among poll workers, to install party-trained volunteers prepared to challenge votes at Democratic majority polling places. Basically, where black folks are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Developing a website to connect those workers with local lawyers and establishing a network of party-friendly district attorneys who can intervene to block votes at certain precincts, to wit, black precincts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Backing up the frontline workers, it's going to be an army, said Matthew Siegfried, the RNC's election integrity director for Michigan. We're going to have more lawyers than we've ever recruited because, let's be honest, that's where it's going to be fought, right?
Yep.
Fuck. We're so fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome Felipe of Flint, Michigan, was taken into custody by Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. around 5 a.m. the other morning after he parked his 2017 Dodge Charger near the building. He's arrested outside the Capitol building Friday morning, found with a fake badge, body armor, a BB gun, and ammunition that included high-capacity magazines.
High-capacity BB gun magazine, right?
Well, I'm guessing there were guns in the car.
Okay, that's fair.
So he is...
What is their end game? Why do people think, like... And I understand why they think they could just get away with this shit, because everybody is getting away with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But what is their end game? Do you really think like this? Do you really think you're just going to shoot somebody and kill them? Like, or mm-hmm. you just trying to intimidate them? At what point?
It's all intimidation tactics. It's guerrilla warfare. It's intimidation tactics. It's domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
Really what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm hmm.
Former Trump aide Peter Navarro says he's received a grand jury subpoena related to his blowing off a subpoena from the January 6th committee. He claims they've asked for records of any communication with the former president. In a draft lawsuit that Navarro began circulating on Monday, the former Trump trade advisor said, quote, two FBI agents banged loudly on my door in the early morning hours. That's how they let you know they're at the door. It's
yeah.
By
and that's,
yeah.
And they in the early morning hours, they knew you'd be home.
Yep.
Yeah.
I knock very gently and Jeff doesn't notice I'm there.
Unless the dogs let me know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you're not a cop.
Yep.
Cops know how to do one kind of knock. When I knock on a door, I do it to the drum beat, to the theme, to the Terminator. Dun, 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 dun. And sometimes people get it, and most times people don't. Anyway, they served him with a subpoena signed by Matthew Graves, the U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. Navarro declined to provide a copy of the subpoena. Okay. Claimed in the draft lawsuit that it was connected to his refusal to testify to the January 6th Select Committee, which issued a congressional subpoena for his testimony in February. The House, in April, recommended that the Justice Department charge Navarro with contempt of Congress. It would be unusual if a grand jury subpoena were related to the potential contempt case, since he would likely have been the target of such a probe and less likely to be asked for testimony. I think he's making it up.
Yeah.
I really do.
I don't think this is real shit. I don't. Yeah.
Because
he just wants to be part of it, too.
You got Steve Bannon, who's been charged with contempt of Congress last year for refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena. But he didn't get a grand jury subpoena before his charges were filed.
Yeah.
Navarro, who has decided not to be represented by a lawyer because that always comes across as very sane.
Mm-hmm.
said he intends to file his lawsuit. The 88-page complaint that lists Graves, the Select Committee, and Nancy Pelosi among the defendants. Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, we skipped a story last week because I didn't see it in time. Mr. Pelosi got arrested for DUI.
Oh. Yes.
I hope they throw the book at him. Mm-hmm. But I happen to know they're also wealthy, so it probably won't amount to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I pissed about that? You betcha. I think we know right now that 90% of my medical problems come from getting hit by a drunk driver. You know, when I was in my early 20s. And so I get pretty pissed off when people drive drunk. And Nancy, I hope you beat the shit out of him. That's really what I hope. The Nation. This is a great article. Progressives just ousted the Joe Manchin of the House. Representative Kurt Schrader is the first corporate Democrat incumbent to lose his seat to a progressive challenger this election cycle. And he may not be the last. Congress cannot deliver a progressive agenda as long as a coalition of right-wing Republicans and corporate Democrats thwart action even on the most popular proposals to reform and renew the United States. We all know this. The reality is well understood with regard to the U.S. Senate, where Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's obstructionist agenda has regularly gotten a boost from Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. She's so disappointing.
She is.
But it's true with regard to the House, where the ability of Democrats to act has frequently been threatened, not just by Republicans, but by a handful of these centrist Democrats, these fucking ex-blue dogs. These obstructionist Democrats are facing primary challenges from progressives who are unwilling to sacrifice progress on the altar of party unity. And after a long count in Central Oregon, we talked about this last week, I believe, about the problem with the vote count in Clackamas County. On the newly drawn 5th Congressional District, progressives scored their first major primary victory. Challenger Jamie McLeod Skinner took down Representative Kurt Schrader, Blue Dog Democrat from Oregon, whose initial reaction to the January 6th coup attempt was to defend the defeated former president. When House Democrats like Jamie Raskin and Ilhan Omar argued that Trump had to be held accountable for urging the crowds that stormed the U.S. Capitol to fight like hell, Schrader initially objected. In a call with members of the Democratic caucus shortly after the riot, the deadly riot, the riot in which cops were beaten and murdered, Schrader likened impeaching Trump to a lynching.
Oh.
You know what? I would have loved running the campaign against him. Boy, he's just an open target. So, yeah, he went down. He's done. He is. But you know what time it is?
Gomer of the Week.
It is time. It's time for the banjo.
Thank you, President Barack Hussein Obama. This will be quite a legacy for you. You're oriented toward bestiality. That's not something that can be used, held against you, or any bias be held against you for that.
If it sounds too stupid to believe or too dumb to comprehend, chances are it's Louis. The Left Show presents the Louis Gohmert, Gohmert of the Week.
As people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
We've got two contestants in this week's Louis Gohmert, Gohmert of the Week.
Yeehaw.
Our first contestant is a gentleman named Louis Gohmert.
What?
Yep.
Shocking.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to pretty much pick up on this really quick. But why don't we let Gohmert, as soon as his fucking video loads, tell us all about it himself. Stand by. Here we go.
On the other side of the aisle, come in and accuse Republicans of being complicit in murder, and that we put our right to kill over others' right to live to infer by rhetorical supposed questions, who are you here for? we must be here for the gunman is an outrage.
Aw.
How dare you? You think we don't have hearts?
I don't.
No.
It's just that when we look at the things that you're doing and you're trying to do to America, we've seen the carnage. I mean, for heaven's sake, let's take example. Democrats control the major cities that have the worst murder rates. That's right. Your ideas have been shown to get people killed. Are you here for the murders, the murderers in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in these other major cities, because you're wanting to do nationally what is being done by Democrats in those big cities?
I'm going to just throw a pause here real quick, just to throw this out, because this sometimes is a talking point that comes up from the racist right, when they, especially when they bring up Chicago. But all of these cities where there's a high murder rate and heavy-handed gun control laws are usually neighbored by states that have no gun control laws, especially in Chicago, where it is a 15-minute drive to legally buy whatever the fuck you want in the next state, you know, and then bring it back.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, it's one of the things they're like, oh, Chicago. It's like, you know, fuck Chicago. Missouri's right fucking there, you assholes.
Indiana. Yeah, Indiana. They just drive right into Indiana.
Indiana. It's, again, it's white. It's flat.
We care about people. We care about their lives. And lives have been so trivialized. We care deeply. How dare you? How dare you? You arrogant people attributing murder to those of us that want to do things to stop it, because we've seen what your ideas do. They create more murder.
Okay.
What?
Okay, Louie.
Tell me what you're doing to stop it, Louie. That's what I want
to
know.
I would like to know.
Do a test. They should do a test to see. Which way it goes, by stopping, like, just stopping and starting some gun control to see who gets murdered, like how many murders there are.
Yeah.
Because we've said, and we've noticed, that when the Brady Bill was in play, we had a 40% reduction in mass shootings. Which I got to tell you, is not great, but it's better than the 238% climb in mass shootings that we got when they let it expire.
Yeah.
All right. Our second contestant today is a man named, let's see, Louie Gohmert.
Oh,
talking about the Navarro indictment we were just talking about. Let's hear this in Louie's own words.
Hey, but what do you make of this latest development? Merrick Garland's DOJ actually coming after now Trump administration officials, Don, for their failure to comport with this political committee.
Yep. It actually puts an exclamation point on the fact that we have a two-tier justice system. If you're a Republican, you can't even lie to Congress or lie to an FBI agent, or they're coming after you. They're going to bury you. They're going to put you in the D.C. jail and terrorize and torture you.
If you're a Republican...
You can't lie to
Congress or lie to an FBI agent, or they're coming after you.
Yeah. You know, I've actually understand that that's the case with a Democrat as well.
Yeah.
If you lie to Congress or lie to the FBI, they're going to come after you. Yeah.
But you know who lied? Denny Hastert.
Yeah.
Matt Foley.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Jordan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz.
Yeah,
they're were they drummed out of office and thrown in prison for what they said?
Tortured?
No,
they were not. But I think Louie's trying to go out.
He's going out swinging.
He really is.
Yeah,
idiot. All right, let's take a quick
and not the fun Mormon way of swinging. He's going out, fist flying.
Well, that's the thing, is I look at a guy like Louie, and you know the Senate's not asking him into the big octogenarian swinger party.
Nope.
Just saying. That's about the only thing me and Louie have in common. It's not getting invited to swingers parties.
Which is sad considering who's being invited to these parties.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, let's take a quick vote. Louis Gohmert, mad about supporting the gunman? Mm-hmm. Or Louis Gohmert, mad about not being able to lie to Congress or the FBI? JC, you go first.
I think ordinarily I'd go for number one, but because he said the quiet part out loud, I'm going with number two.
Okay.
Me too.
As
yeah,
well?
Same.
You know what? I am as well. Normally, I like to take the devil's advocate on this one, but the first one was just so goddamn dumb.
Yep.
You know, whereas this one is so honest, so sincere, so earnest from him.
Yep.
You just can't lie anymore without getting in trouble.
And he's being so sincere.
Yep.
He is. Yep. He's just saying the quiet part out loud, and I gotta love that. Well done, Louis.
So we're well over our hour. So the last couple of links I was going to do, I'm going to push into Patreon really quick. We're going to talk about the January 6th committee stepping on their weenie, doing something dumb. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court allowing unlawfully gerrymandered congressional maps to be used because of time constraints. We've got some astronomy. We've got UFOs. We've got a little Juneteenth that is fucking ridiculous. And we're going to end it with a little good news. All right. So at the beginning of the show, we told you about Patreon. Patreon is where every week that we record, we do a little special behind the paywall. They usually run 20 minutes to half an hour. It's a good place to get the extras, the weird news, the fun stuff, where we really start to swear. If you want to know what our feelings are on soft swinging, you're really going to know if you listen to Patreon, because that's where we let the freak flag fly. Woo-hoo! Anyway, join us at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. We'll join you over there. We talked about the shirts twice, so I won't bring that up again. But I will say, JC, thank you. Taylor, thank you very much. I know you're going through a hardship right now. It is nice of you to make the time for us today.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com, defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.